Phoenix Audio presents
Night of the Fox by Jack Higgins, read by Stephen Pacey. Chapter 1. The Romans used to think that the souls of the departed stayed near their tombs. It was easy to believe that on a cold March morning, with a sky so black that it was as if night was about to fall. I stood in the granite archway and looked in at the graveyard. The notice board said Parish Church of St. Brelard, and the place was crammed with headstones and tombs, and here and there a granite cross reared up. There was a winged angel on the far side, I noticed that, and then thunder rumbled on the horizon, and rain swept in across the bay. The porter at the hotel had given me an umbrella, and I put it up and ventured in. On Sunday in Boston, I had never heard of the British Channel Islands off the coast of France or the island of Jersey. Now it was Thursday, and here I was, having traveled halfway round the world to seek the final answer to something that had taken 3 years out of my life. The church was very old and built of granite. I moved toward it through the tombstones, pausing to look out over the bay. The tide was out, and there was a fine sweep of golden sands extending to a concrete seawall, and I could see my hotel. I heard voices, and turning, saw two men in cloth caps, sacks over their shoulders, crouching under a cypress tree by the far wall of the graveyard. They stood up and moved away, laughing together as if at some joke, and I noticed they were carrying spades. They disappeared around the back of the church, and I crossed to the wall. There was a freshly dug grave, covered with a tarpaulin, although the tree...